This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. Sections of the United States remained under a threat of severe weather. People in several Midwestern states were impacted by several tornadoes overnight Monday, killing one person and injuring more than 100 others. In the state of Ohio, Harrison Township Fire Chief Mark Lynch says first responders are still trying to account for everyone.
Searching building to building. We've already done a complete primary search since last night, and we're looking to do the secondary search right now. We're hoping to wind that up by the end of the day.
The National Weather Service said severe weather continued to threaten some 60 million Americans Tuesday afternoon from Texas to New York. As the stormy weather plagued the central U.S., several cities in the south have seen record-shattering high temperatures. A first-of-its-kind civil trial against drug maker Johnson & Johnson is underway here in the U.S. The state of Oklahoma is suing the company over its alleged role in the U.S. opioid epidemic. The lawsuit, which aims to hold opioid manufacturers responsible for the drug crisis gripping the country, could have a large impact on other states seeking similar compensation. In opening statements Tuesday, the Oklahoma State Attorney General Mike Hunter called the prescription opioid epidemic the worst man-made public health crisis in the history of his state and the country. The U.S. military said that a total of 6 American troops have been identified so far from 55 boxes of human remains that North Korea turned over last year. President Trump and North Korean leader Kim Jong-un signed an agreement allowing for recovery of the remains of U.S. soldiers from the Korean War in the early 1950s. Military officials say about 5,300 American troops are believed lost in what is now North Korea. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.